Hello, do you see and hear me, everyone? Yes, you give me a thumbs up? Okay, good. Okay.
Yes.
Well, thankful that I can be with you, so to speak, this morning. It's good to see you. Saw some of you at the Harvey Cedars Northeast Christian Conference a few weeks ago, and I think we all agree that we long to be together again and to have fellowship, but thankful that the Lord has made a way that we can share and remember him around his table and even have opportunity to minister his word.
So,
I have a word that I'd like to share today, but first I'd like to read a few scriptures, first from Psalm 27.
我会给弟兄姊妹分享一些神的话，我们首先来读一些神的话，第一处是在诗篇的27篇。
So, if you have your Bibles next to you, please turn to Psalm 27, I'll read verse 4.
你可以翻到诗篇的27篇的第四节。
One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple.
有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。 瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
And I'd also like to read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42.
我们另一处可以读路加福音的第10章的38到42节。
Now it happened, as they went, that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的时候，事多， 心里忙乱，就近前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑愁烦，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。”
Let's have a word of prayer.
Lord, how precious it is for us to be able to gather together this morning.
主啊，我们今天早晨是何等宝贵的事，可以能够聚在一起。
What a privilege we have that we know the living God.
有何等的特权，我们可以认识这位永生的神。
Really, when we think of it, nothing else matters, Lord. We are so thankful that we know you.
我们想的时候，我们真是知道，其他的都不重要。我们重要的是我们能够认识你。We
pray, Lord, that even as we open up your word, that you would capture us again.
我们祷告，当我们打开你的话的时候，你可以抓住我们。We
want to know you more.
我们愿意更多的认识你。So
we pray that you would enable us in the speaking and the hearing of the word.
我们求你能够使我们说的、听的都能够得到益处。We
are yours, and we say, Lord, have your way by your Spirit in this hour. In Jesus' name we pray.
我们是属于你的，我们祷告你的灵在我们当中作王掌权，奉耶稣基督的名求。阿门。
So maybe you can tell by the scriptures that we read what my theme is today.
你可能能猜到我讲的中心主题是什么，借着我们刚才读的两段的圣经。
I'd like to share about that one thing.
我愿意和弟兄姊妹分享那一件事。
It's an interesting phrase. It's only used a few times in the Bible, this one thing.
这个一件事呢，在圣经中有几只不多的地方提到。
Now, we are living in a day of many things.
我们活的这个时代是很多的事情冲杂在我们当中。
You know, sometimes I even think like how nice it would have been to live thousands of years ago when seemingly things were more simple.
我们常常会试想，我们若是回到几千年以前，那个生活非常简单的情况该多好。
But the day we live in is full of many things.
但是我们现在的时代是很多的事情。
And we can write a list of those things that cause us worry, anxiety, frustration.
我们可以想到一个长的这个清单，好多都是使我们担心、忧愁、烦恼的。
I have a feeling that you've probably heard this phrase used many times in the last 7 months, that we're living in quote-unquote unprecedented times.
在这过去的多少月来，我们常常听到一个词大家常说的，就是好像我们以前从没经历的时代。
And this is true, and it should make us long for the Lord's return.
当然这是真的，而且使我们可以更加羡慕主的再来。
But somehow, we need to find this one thing.
但是呢，我们却应该找到这一件事。
I know many saints who are consumed by the 24-hour news cycle that's at our fingertips, on our phones, on our computers.
很多圣徒呢, 因为这个24小时不断的新闻的这个充斥在我们当中, 无论是手机电脑呢, 很受搅扰。
The fear of sickness abounds.
甚至我们也担心我们的健康, 方方面面。
The busyness of balancing life between work and schooling and all these different things are weighing on us.
我们要把这很多的事情能处理好的这样的一个非常的繁忙的情况，使得我们非常重担，有重担。Even
serving and the daily needs of the saints in these days is complicating the days that we live in.
甚至我们在服侍上和弟兄姊妹一起服侍的这个情况，使我们的这个挑战更加加了难度。
But there's something about David and Mary of Bethany's testimonies that speak volumes to the day that we're living in now.
但是呢，大卫和我们讲到的这个伯大尼的玛利亚的这个例子，使得我们有很好的一个思想。
There may be many things on our hearts, but one thing is needed.
在我们的心中可能有很多事情，但是呢，不可少的只有一件事。So
just to give you a sense of what I'll share today, I'd break it down into maybe these three parts.
我想大体讲一下我要分享的，大概有三个部分。David's
one thing,
大卫的,
Mary's one thing, and the church's one thing.
大卫的那件事，玛利亚的那件事和教会的那件事。So
let's first start with just considering this one thing that David mentioned there in Psalm 27.
我们首先讲到大卫在诗篇27篇所讲的那有一件事。He
says, "One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple."
他说有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
How could David say this?
大卫如何能这样讲呢？
You know, this psalm is correlates to a time in David's life around 1 Samuel chapter 23.
这个写诗的时候，大卫的时间差不多是在撒母耳记上23章的时候。
So if you look back in 1 Samuel chapter 23, you'll see what was happening in David's life.
若是你回到撒母耳记的上的23章的话，你可以看到那时候大卫的生活是怎样的。
This Psalm 27 was not written in a time where David was...peacefully tending to his sheep in the field or reigning in a calm period of his kingship.
当他写这首诗的时候呢，大卫并不是在一个非常优美的环境来牧羊，或者是在一个平静的环境来治理国家。
It was during those difficult days that David found this secret.
这是在大卫最难的时候所找到这个秘诀。
Now, 1 Samuel 23 tells us the story of a few different things happening in David's life.
在撒母耳记上23章的时候，讲到大卫发生的几件事情在他身上。
So, the Philistines were coming up against a city. The city's name was Keilah.
这里讲到呢，这个腓力士人来攻击有个城叫基拉。
And I'll just very briefly summarize what was happening in this time.
我可以非常快的总结一下这里时候发生了什么事。
Right, so David felt this responsibility, of course, to help out the city that was about to be under siege of the Philistines.
大卫当然要想来挽救这个被腓力士人攻击的城。
But before David acts, as he regularly did in verse 2, he inquires of the Lord.
但是大卫在行动之前，像他往常一样的，要首先来寻求耶和华。
And the Lord's answer is yes, go up and fight against the Philistines.
耶和华的回答就是去，来与腓力士人征战。
And by the time you get down to verse 5, it shows that David and his men struck the Philistines and they pushed them back and there was victory.
在第五节就提到大卫和跟随他的人已经打了胜仗，把腓力比人杀败。
So there's this, of course, war coming from the Philistines at that time.
但知道这个在腓力士人当中就有这样的事情发生。
Now you have, by the time you get to verse 8, you have Saul, who's again coming for David and is searching for him.
这第八节就讲到扫罗甚至要来围困大卫，来寻找大卫。
And he's trying to track David down.
扫罗就想要把大卫能够抓住。
I mean, to Saul, he was...the most wanted man to go after.
对于扫罗来说，大卫是一个那个被通缉的嫌犯。
And then despite the fact that David goes and saves the people of Keilah, in verse 12, those people actually expose him to Saul.
虽然大卫拯救了这个基拉的这人民，但是呢，这些人将会来出卖大卫。
So David is forced into the wilderness at verse 14.
这就是为什么四节呢，大卫就回到了旷野。
And this next passage talks about his hiding in the wilderness and fleeing from Saul and the army.
下面就讲到大卫如何在旷野中躲避来躲避扫罗王的追杀。
And when you get to verse 26, you see how close Saul was.From taking David.
在第二十六节，甚至讲到扫罗几乎要抓到大卫。
I mean, they're at the same mountain, just on different sides.
甚至在一个山，一个在这边，一个在那边。
But the Lord, as he's prone to do, makes a way when there is no way, and David is saved.
这里主就, 出手, 使得在没有路的时候,
David被拯救出来。 And that place was called in verse 28, the Rock of Escape.
在这个, 这里面就提到那个地方就是, 那个躲避的磐石, 这个地方叫躲避的磐石。
So now just thinking about that as a background, you have the war of the Philistines coming against David, so he's in battle.
一方面我们看到那个时候发生的就是与非利士人大卫要征战。
You have Saul coming out with his army and tracking him down.
另一方面,扫罗王也用他的军队来追赶大卫。
You have people who he was trying to help betraying him.
你也看到那些他帮助的人甚至要来出卖他。
And David's on the run.
大卫呢,却是在逃亡。
Now, think about that and now come back to Psalm 27.
我们想到这件事情,然后再回到诗篇的第27篇。
So we'll start from the beginning of Psalm 27, verse 1.
在27篇开始这样讲。
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
耶和华是我的亮光,是我的拯救,我还怕谁呢? 耶和华是我性命的保障,我还惧谁呢?
Then verses 2 and 3. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident.
第二、第三节说，作恶，当作恶的，就是我的仇敌前来吃我肉的时候，就半跌扑倒。 虽有军兵安营攻击我，我的心也不害怕。虽然兴起刀兵攻击我，我必仍旧安稳。
Who had a reason to fear beside David, right?
除了大卫以外，谁还能更感到害怕呢？
Everybody was against him.
每个人都反对他。He's
about to be killed.
他甚至要面临被杀之祸。
But he's able to say, whom shall I fear?
但是他却说, 我还惧谁呢?
If you go later in the chapter, in verse 10, it says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me.
甚至在第27篇的10节说, 我父母离弃我, 耶和华必收留我。
Of course, remember that David was that one when Samuel came up to Jesse's house, that David wasn't even counted as one of the children.
你记得在这个撒母耳来高这个耶西家的兄弟的时候，他们的儿子的时候，甚至大卫都没有被算在他的儿子当中。
David knew that there was only one who he can lean on.
大卫知道只有一位他可以依靠的。
His family forsook him.
他的家庭离弃他。
The people in Keilah forsook him.
刚才我们提到那个地方的人也离弃大卫。
And everybody else is against him.
其他的人也来反对大卫。
Verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord. One thing.
第四节这里大卫就说有一件事,只有一件事。
How can David say that? One thing.
大卫怎么能说有一件事呢?
David had tasted and seen God's goodness.
大卫尝过主恩的滋味。
So he had a choice that he had to make when all of the pressure of life was coming against him.
当所有的压力临到大卫的时候，大卫有一个选择。
And this is the question, basically.
这是一个问题。
Would he be consumed by circumstances or captured by the Lord?
他会是被这些外界的压力所压垮吗? 还是来到神的面前?
Consumed or captured?
是被环境所霸占，还是能够被神所得着？
And David made a choice.
大卫就做出选择。
Even though his circumstances were as difficult as anyone can imagine, he knew where he wanted to be and who he wanted to be with.
虽然外面的环境是如此的挑战，大卫呢却知道他所在的地位和他要与神交通的事情。
那 how did he make that choice?
你如何做这个选择呢？
Look at verse 8 in Psalm 27.
在第二十七节中，第八节说到
，He's recalling this. When you said to me, "Seek my face," my heart said to you, "Your face, Lord, I will seek."
你说你们当寻求我的面，那是我心向你说，耶和华，你的面我正要寻求。
And of course, like this is it's interesting. Like this, this call from the Lord is put in quotes in the Bible. Seek my face.
在圣经中，主所说的话，这个寻求我的面是带引号的。
And it seems like this must have been something that the Lord spoke to David that's not captured somewhere else in David's story.
好像这句话没有在大卫的故事中呢出现。
But David knew the Lord.
但是大卫认识神。
And the Lord's word to David was, "Seek my face."
所以主向大卫所说的话就是寻求我的面。
And think of how much David had already sought the Lord's face.
我们可以想到大卫已经寻求了神的面。
He had already beheld the beauty of the Lord.
他已经看到了这个神的荣耀。
If you just look at the Psalms that come right before Psalm 27, you see this.
甚至在诗篇二十七篇之前，大卫所写的诗篇都已经能看到这一点。
He beheld how in Psalm 23, Jesus was that shepherd, and he need not be in want of anything else.
甚至在诗篇二十三篇中就讲到大卫看到耶和华是他的牧者，他必不致缺乏。
In Psalm 24, he looks to the Lord and says, "You are King, the King of glory."
在第二十四篇，甚至大卫看到这是主是荣耀的王，是那个荣耀的王。
In Psalm 25, he sees that the Lord is his deliverer.
在诗篇这个二十五篇中，大卫看到神是他的拯救。
So you see that in the course of David's life, he was holding on to what he had seen of the Lord.
我们看到在大卫的人生经历中，他一直在抓住神。
So when the times were difficult, the Lord reminded him, "Seek my face again."
所以在困难的时候，主就提醒大卫要来寻求他的面。
And when he sought the Lord, the response was, "Your face, Lord, I will seek."
当他看到主的面的时候，他就说，他的心说，你的面我正要寻求。
So his answer to his circumstances was, "I've sought your face, and there's only one thing that matters."
在这么挑战的环境下，大卫所看到的就是我看到了你的荣美，有一件事我要寻求。
Despite all these things happening, I want to behold your beauty yet again, and I want to inquire again in your temple with your people.
虽然有那么多的挑战，但是我呢要瞻仰你的荣美，在你的殿里求问。
And of course, we know that David is given one of the greatest commendations of any saint in history.
我们知道呢，大卫在所有的这个历史当中有在神面前有很好的评价。
We know in Acts 13 that it's said of David that God found a man after God's own heart.
甚至在使徒行传中，神对大卫的评价是神寻得了一个合神心意的人，就是大卫。
So first for David, it was making that choice. Instead of being consumed by my circumstances, I'm going to choose to be captured or even recaptured by the Lord.
这里就看到大卫有一个选择，他不是被环境所压倒，而是来到神面前被神得着。
And then the next thing was, I'm choosing to be captured, and now I'm going to seek after him.
这里第二件事情就是第二步就是讲到他不仅要被神抓住，而且要来到神面前。
And I think this is really important because it's easy to take this word seek very lightly.
非常重要的就是我们常常把这个寻求呢，淡化。
Have you ever lost something?
你有没有丢失什么事情，什么东西？
You know that if you lose something that has value to you, you really seek it out and search for it.
若是你丢失了很贵重的东西，你会非常的来非常有心的来寻求。
Or if there's just something that you really want, you lay aside other things because you're seeking that thing out.
或者有一件你心里非常想要的，你甚至把其他的事情摆下来寻求这件事情。
You may even do what would be seemingly unreasonable things just so you can get this thing that you're seeking after.
甚至你可以做一些不寻常的事情，就是为了得着你心里想要的。
I laugh every year when, you know, the new iPhone comes out and you see blocks long of people that line up just because they're seeking after the newest iPhone.
我常常笑话那些人，一旦有一个新版的这样的手机出来的时候，很多人在排队，排很长的队来等着要来看这个新版的手机。
It's a silly example. I think in my own life of many silly things that I've sought after, that I've, looking back on it, I invested very much in something that was very unimportant.
甚至在我身上发生的，甚至和其他人发生的，就是有很多事情在我们生活中是很可笑的事情。
Because I think the reality is, in most of our Christian life, we don't really seek that hard.
但是呢，就是在我们这些神的儿女当中，我们常常不是那么厉害的来寻求。
I think we often just take a peek.
甚至我们只是在瞟一眼，看一下。
So maybe the question is here is and do we peek for the Lord or do we seek the Lord?
所以这里的问题就是我们真是瞟一眼我们的主的面呢，还是来真正寻求主的面。
And I understand that, of course, that little rhyme or play on words makes more sense in English than Chinese. So I hope you understand it.
我刚才讲的呢是在英语中呢是比较容易理解，但是汉语不一定能很清楚。
So in other words, is it just a brief look that we see, we have circumstances and we justtake a quick look at the Lord and then get back to just doing what we need to do? Or is it a real seeking and pressing into the Lord?
就是讲到我们是不是就是飘一下我们的主，然后就做我们其他的事情，还是真正的在里面向着主有寻求的心。
And we all know the verse in Matthew 7 where it says, ask, seek, knock.
我们都知道马太福音第七章讲到我们要寻求叩门来到神面前。
But the Lord was encouraging us to be persistent.
但是主要我们要有坚持。
The way the verb tense is in that verse is almost translated ask and keep asking, seek and keep seeking, knock and keep knocking.
在那里所提到的我们那个寻求神呢，就是持续不断的寻求，持续不断的向在主面前来敲门这样的一个情形。
So it's not just seek, I've checked that box off and I move right on. It's seek and keep seeking and keep seeking and keep seeking until the Lord reveals what he's after.
不是我们好像看一下就觉得已经做了就完了，而是一直不断的寻求，只等到我们真正来到神的面前，能够与他有沟通。
And I'm sure you know the verse in Jeremiah 29.
我们知道，在耶利米书第29章中也有这样的叙述。
You know, a time when people were in captivity.
甚至在被掳的以色列百姓当中。
In Jeremiah 29:13, it says, "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart."
这里就讲到，若是我们要寻求他就必寻见。
You know, this is not a light verse.
这不是一个很轻描淡写的这样的语句。
Do you want to know the Lord?
你要知道认识神吗？
Do you want to know the Lord in the circumstances and the days in which we live?
你要想到在神在这个环境当中他的面吗？寻求他的面吗？
That's the call to search for the Lord with all of our heart.
这里就是神要呼召我们要用专心来寻求他，用我们的全心来寻求他。
And we see that David did that.He responded to the Lord's call to seek his face, and he said, Your face, Lord, I will seek.
这就是大卫所讲到的，就是他的心向耶和华说，你的面我正要寻求。
So his testimony was, one thing, and it's you, Lord. When I find you, Lord, then all these other things are taken care of.
这里就是大卫在心里说，有一件事情，若是我能够寻求到耶和华，其他的事情都没有问题。
And there's so much more to say about David.
有很多事情我们可以继续交通大卫。
I think I'll leave it at that. I'd like to share a little bit about Mary of Bethany.
我可以停在这里，我们再交通到这个伯大尼的玛利亚。
So go back there to that Luke chapter 10 passage.
我们可以回到路加福音的第十章，我们刚才读过的经文。
And we're not going to read all the different gospel accounts and passages that talk about Mary of Bethany.
我们不会读太多关于伯大尼玛利亚的一些的事情。
But of course, you know, the town of Bethany, this place that the Lord retreated to,was a very precious place to the Lord.
但是伯大尼那个地方是主常常会退居的地方，是一个非常在主眼里非常宝贵的地方。
It's a place where the Lord would return to and be at rest.
是主常常能够退下来休息的地方。
And Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, you know, the two sisters and a brother,were like family for Jesus.
这个玛利亚、马大和拉撒路，这个家就像主的家一样。
Of course, we know the story of how when Lazarus died and Jesus saw the extreme emotion and pain that Mary and Martha are going through, that even Jesus wept.
我们记得呢，当时拉撒路病死的时候，因为马大和玛利亚所经受的痛苦，甚至我们的主都流泪了。
So Mary, Martha, Lazarus, very precious to the Lord.
所以玛利亚、马大和拉撒路对主来说非常宝贵。
So coming back to Luke 10, what's happening here?
我们回到路加福音十章的时候，我们说发生什么事情了？
Martha.You know, as much as Martha, I think, gets a bad reputation when we talk about these stories, Martha did have a loving heart to be hospitable.
大家可能对马大的印象不好，但是呢，你读着圣经的时候，这个马大实际上有一个爱主的心。
She welcomes Jesus into her house.
她欢迎主耶稣到她的家中。
But it's...full of distraction through service.
但是呢，他因为这个伺候的事多呢，就心里忙乱。
And Martha complains to Jesus.
所以马大呢，就对耶稣有抱怨。
And then we see this contrast between Mary.
但是我们看到玛利亚和马大有一个对比。
Who sits at Jesus' feet and hears his word.
玛利亚就是坐在主的脚前听他的话。
So it made me think, all right, so I pose these questions. So for David, was it being consumed or captured? Do we peek or do we seek?
在大卫那里我们讲到的问题就是到底我们被环境所胜还是被主所得着？到底我们是看主一眼呢还是寻求他？
I think the question for Mary is, are we doing or are we being?
对于玛利亚这里我们有个问题，就是我们到底是要做呢，还是我们要成为我们的自己？
So Mary made a choice, like David made a choice.
玛利亚也做了一个决定，像大卫所做的决定一样。
Instead of doing things for the Lord, she was going to be with the Lord.
她不是为主忙着为主做什么，而是呢与主同在。
Now, what choice did she have to make to display this testimony that she had?
她到底该做怎样的事情怎样的选择才能够产生现在我们读的这个见证？
She had to first stop and sit down at his feet.
她第一件事情要第一个要做的就是要到他的脚前坐下。
How difficult is it to really slow down?
我们要慢下来有多大的难处呢？
I know my own inclination is to take care of one task, move to the next thing, check things off of the lists.
我知道我自己的一个倾向就是我会做一件事情一件事情就做，并且呢有一个长的这样的一个清单，一个个的把它划掉。
Always moving, always moving, always moving.
我总是在动，总是在做。
Mary slowed down. She set aside the other cares.
玛利亚呢，就把其他的事情放下来，慢下来。
And it wasn't that she was just in the right place and the right posture, but she had that willingness to actually hear the Lord.
她不是玛利亚。凑巧在耶稣的脚前，而是他要听定义要听主的话。
And that took focus.
这里就需要我们有一个这样的一个专注。
It's so easy for us to be distracted.
我们非常容易被事情所搅扰。
Mary focused on the Lord. She slowed down, and Jesus commended her.
玛利亚就关注在主的身上，她慢下来，主耶稣就因此夸奖她。
She said, Jesus says in responding to Martha, one thing is needed.
耶稣回答马大的时候就说，不可少的只有一件。
Just think about that, the magnitude of what Jesus said.
你想一想，耶稣说这句话的这真正的这个意思。
Martha is serving. This is a good thing.
马大是在服侍，这是好的事情。
But Jesus says, Martha, Martha, one thing is needed.
但是耶稣回答的却说是马大，马大，只有不可少的只有一件。
Now to me, there is a remarkable amount of freedom that I can find as a believer in that statement.
对我作为一个信徒来说，这句话给我一个很大的自由。
What freedom that I need not solve all the world's problems.
当我们想到我们不需要把世界的问题都解决的时候，我们有怎样的自由啊？
What freedom that I don't have to solve all the saints' problems.
我们想到我们不需要解决每一个圣徒的问题的时候，我们有多大的自由和释放？
It's like Jesus saying, listen,Just focus on me, this one thing, and all those other things will follow.
就像耶稣所说的，好像说是你只要来关注在我的身上，其他的事情都会被解决。
I feel like this is a key for us in our service to the Lord.
我相信这一点是对我们服侍主的一个关键。
We want to love the Lord and serve Him.
我们借着服侍愿意来爱主。
And when we find the secret of this one thing, it empowers us to serve
in spirit.
但是我们要是发现了这一个这件事情的秘诀的话，我们就可以更好的服侍。
It's almost like Jesus was saying to Mary, what the greatest commandment was.
好像就是耶稣在对玛利亚说的，像是讲到那个最大的一个诫命一样。
You remember that question that was posed to Jesus?
你记得那个问题问耶稣的问题吗？
And Jesus responds about what the greatest commandment is.
耶稣就回答在最大的诫命是什么？
To love the Lord God with all our heart, all our soul, all our strength.
是要尽心尽力尽意来爱主我们的神。
It's the first and the greatest commandment.
这是第一个也是最大的诫命。
If you do that, and then...you're able to get to the second commandment, which is to love your neighbor as yourself.
你要是做到这一点，甚至第二个诫命来爱我们的邻舍也能做到。
Okay, so the key is starting there. This is the foundation, is that one thing. Love the Lord with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength.
这里就也是讲到那个根基啊，要用尽心尽性尽力尽意来爱主我们的神。
That one thing is also that first thing.
那件事情也是头等的事。
And Mary found it.
玛利亚就找到了这个秘诀。
Of course, we also know that Mary of Bethany responds. This is not just something, in her heart, but it was really in practice as well. We see this.
当我们看到玛利亚不仅是心中这样，她也做出来。
Where what Mary did, that breaking of the alabaster jar, is a testimony to her of her utter devotion and love of the Lord.
我们也记得伯大尼的这个玛利亚也把玉瓶打碎来显示对主的爱。
So this testimony of this one thing wasn't just in word, but it was in deed as well.
所以这个对于这一件事的见证，玛利亚不仅是在话语上，而是在她的行动上。
There are other examples in the Bible of people whose testimony was one thing.
在这圣经中有很多其他的例子，也是讲到人的见证是那一件事。
I think about Anna in Luke chapter 2.
我们想到安娜在路加福音二十二章中所讲到的。
Remember how she remained in the temple and she longed for the Messiah?
我们记得她在圣殿中，但是却向往那位弥赛亚的到来。
Or maybe even more than that, we think of Paul and how he says in Philippians 3, this one thing I do,that he pressed on to the prize.
甚至保罗在腓立比书中也讲到，我只有一件事，就是来到神面前得奖赏。
One thing is needed.
一件事情是必不可少的。
And, you know, just to kind of round things out and to close as my last point, I want to talk a little bit by way of a warning almost.
我也讲到一个对弟兄姊妹的警告。
And we see this in Revelation chapter 2.
我们读到启示录的第二章的时候。
All right, so if you turn to Revelation chapter 2,
我们
we'll read a little bit about the church of Ephesus.
我们读一下启示录的第二章提到的这个以弗所教会。
Now we all know, as students of the word, that the book of Ephesians is this high watermark of depth of revelation of God's eternal purpose.
我们读圣经的人知道以弗所书是在圣经的启示的深度上是一个非常高的标准。
And you think, by the time we get to Revelation chapter 2, and the Lord kind of reviews the church of Ephesus, how they've fallen so far.
但是到了启示录第二章，我们主在对以弗所教会说话的时候，我们就发现以弗所已经坠落。
So look at, start from verse 2. So chapter 2, verse 2.
我们 读第二章的第二节开始。
So Jesus says, I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil.
他说我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。
So just think about that. They're doing works, they're doing deeds for the Lord.
想想这里说到以弗所教会呢，是在为主做忙碌。
They're laboring, they're toiling, they're persevering.
他们在行为上，在劳碌上，在忍耐上都在做。
And the rest of verse 2 says, and thou has tried them, which say they are apostles and are not, and has found them liars.
你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
So they were even calling out false teachers in their midst.
他甚至能够把那些假的，这些假的使徒啊，能分辨出来。
Verse 3 says, and you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary.
第三节甚至讲，你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
Right, so if that section just stopped right there, I think most of us would say, hey, the church at Ephesus is doing pretty well.
若是圣经只停在这的话，我们会想到以弗所教会的，做得不错。
Think of the works that they're doing, the stance that they're taking for the Lord.
看一看他们为主所做的事情和他们所站的地位。
But Jesus' estimation of them is in verse 4.
但是呢，主耶稣对他的评价是在第四节。
Nevertheless, I have this against you.That you have left your first love.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
And verse 5 says, Remember therefore where you have fallen, repent, and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent.
第五节说，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
They left their first love.
以弗所离开了他起初的爱心。
They left that one thing that's needed.
他们离弃了那一个不可少的一件事。
Everything may have looked good on the outside, but only one thing was needed.
其他的事情可以在外面上看还是不错的，但是呢，只有一件事是不可少的。
First love.
那就是起初的爱心。
First love.
起初的爱心。
It reminds me how in Colossians chapter 1.
这就使得我想到了在哥罗西书的第一章中所讲的。
It talks about in verse 18, it says that in all things,He may have the preeminence.
那里讲到呢，他也是，他是原始啊，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
And this word preeminent is a very interesting word.
那个首位呢，是很有趣的一个字。
And I think in some ways this is kind of what Jesus is saying to the church in Ephesus.
这就好像是主耶稣对于以弗所教会所说的话一样。
It's the difference between making the Lord prominent or preeminent.
是的区别是在于到底是把主显出来呢，还是让他成为那个居首位的。
Prominent shows respect and importance.
是显出来呢，可能是他的受到尊重或者是重要性。
But preeminent is above all things and in all things and through all things a total consumption where he is everything.
那个首位呢，却是讲到他是所有的事情，他是在一切之上，居于一切的元首上。
First love is making Jesus preeminent.
这个起初的爱就是让耶稣成为那个首位的。
Seeking the Lord's face in the midst of circumstances is making the Lord preeminent.
在所有环境中来寻求主，就是要把主能够让他居一切的首位。
Hearing the Lord and knowing the Lord over even serving, is making him preeminent.
我们把我们来寻求神放在我们服侍神之上，意思就是说要把主放在首要的位置。
And what follows making him preeminent?
在我们让他居首位，下面是什么事情发生呢？
First love.
那就是起初对主有起初的爱。
You know, often I spend time with young people at different conferences.
我常常与年轻人在各个特会中有交通。
And a lot of times, you know, kind of what they think about is, you know, ordering priorities in their life.
常常这些年轻人就是在他的生命的这些事情中呢，做一个的先后的次序。
And they ask these questions because they really want to love the Lord and serve him.
他们常常问问题，因为他们也愿意来服侍主。
And what they say is, okay, the Lord's first, and then, you know, then they make a list. Maybe the Lord's first, and then family, and then school, and then church, or however they make their list up.
所以呢，这些年轻人常常会有一个的清单，把主放在第一位，然后是家庭啊，或者是学校。
But I think that misses first love.
但是呢，这个就不是起初的爱所说的。
What it really should be is loving the Lord is over all things.
实际的。
And then everything else comes after that.
实际上是把爱主放在首要的，居一切之上的，然后其他的都是在这之下。
I hope you see that subtle difference.
我希望你们能明白这个的区别在哪里。
In the days that we live that are full of many things, I sense that the Lord is calling his people to return to first love.
在这么多烦扰的事情充斥的现今的时代，我觉得主是在呼召我们来回到起初的爱。
Many saints are shaken by the days that we're living in.
很多的圣徒被我们现在的环境弄得非常的战惊。
Dear brother and sister, one thing is needful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，只有一件事不可缺少。
What follows this one thing is us being bondservants to Jesus.
这一件事情就使得我们可以成为主的奴仆。
When we choose, being captured over being consumed.
当我们选择我们被主所得着，而不是被环境所霸占的时候。
When we choose seeking over peeking.
当我们选择要来寻求神，而不是对主有一个看一眼而已。
When we serve being over doing,
当我们呢能够选择与主同在胜于做很多事情的时候，
it shows that first love.
这就使得我们能够显出起初的爱。
That one thing that's necessary.
就是那一件不可缺少的事情。
In the days that we're living in, this is what will prepare.The church to be a bride ready for the Lord's return.
在我们所处的这个时代，这可以是预备神的儿女能够成为那个装饰整齐的心腹，迎接主的再来。
And this is what will have us endure to the end.
这也使得我们可以坚持持守到最后。
And will make your testimony so attractive to those who don't know the Lord.
也使得我们能够在那些不认识主的人面前有一个非常美好的见证。
So may the Lord get all that he's after in us.
所以我们求主能够得到他在我们当中要得到的。
And that we would have that testimony of one thing that's needful.
我们可以见证主让我们要得到的那个不可缺的事情。
And I'll just close by, I'd like to read the words to a chorus or hymn. I'm not sure what it is. It's called Jesus, Lord, I'm Captured by Thy Beauty. Do you know this song?
我会来读一首诗歌的它的这个副歌来结束今天的交通。
And it I don't know if you can put it up on the screen. If you could find if you do a quick search for it, you could put it up on the screen, or I can just read it.
What's the title of the song?
It's called Jesus, Lord, I'm Captured by Thy Beauty. Actually, I'll just read it. Let me just read it. It says, Jesus, Lord, I'm captured by Thy beauty. All my heart to Thee I open wide. Now set free from all religious duty, only let me in Thyself abide. As I'm gazing here upon Thy glory, fill my heart with radiancy divine. Saturate me, Lord, I now implore Thee. Make as one Thy Spirit, Lord, with mine. I see you have it there. Shining One, how clear the sky above me. Son of Man, I see Thee on the throne. Holy One, the flames of God consume me till my being glows with Thee alone. Lord, when first I saw Thee in Thy splendor, all self-love and glory sank in shame. Now my heart its love and praises render, tasting all the sweetness of Thy name. Precious Lord, my flask of alabaster, gladly now I break in love for Thee. I anoint Thy head, beloved Master. Lord, behold, I've saved the best for Thee. Dearest Lord, I waste myself upon Thee. Loving Thee, I'm deeply satisfied. Love outpoured from hidden depths within me. Costly oil, dear Lord, I would provide. In the last verse, my beloved, come on Spices Mountain. How I yearn to see Thee face to face. Drink, dear Lord, from my heart's flowing fountain. Till I rest forever in Thine embrace. Not alone, O Lord, do I adore Thee, but with all the saints as Thy dear bride. Quickly come, our love is waiting for Thee. Jesus, Lord, Thou wilt be satisfied. I'll just close with a word of prayer. Lord, we come before You, and we pray that this song would be our testimony too, even as it was the testimony of David and Mary.
主我们祷告，真是愿这首诗歌就像大卫和玛利亚的见证一样，能够来影响我们。Captured
by Thy beauty.
能够被你的容美所抓住。And
in a response to break in love for Thee.
能够对你有回应，能够来爱你。Lord,
we pray that You would revive us again.
主，我们求你能够复兴我们。
We turn to You now and repent of the ways that we have not loved You with first love.
我们回到你面前来悔改，我们还没有用起初的爱来爱你。
Lord, we confess that in the days that we're living in, it's so easy to be distracted by many things.
我们承认在我们这个时代，我们常常会被许多事情所搅扰。
We pray, Lord, that You would return us to that one thing.
我们祷告你能够使我们回到那个不可缺少的一件事。
So, Lord, we, in our presentation to You of our hearts, we pray that You would get all that You're after.
主，我们来到你面前，把我们的心呈明在你面前，愿你得着你所要得到的。
We love You, Lord.
我们爱你。
Increase our love for You.
把我们对你的爱能够扩大。Thank
You that we can have this fellowship together. In Jesus' name we pray.
谢谢你能够让我们在你的里面有这样的交通。奉耶稣基督的名求。 Amen.